Tani ulabar chanina, a mace shechasar ein le rekav, a mace, a dead body shechasar ein le rekav, Toisvis. Look, Toisvis says mace. Meisha chasar, Toisvis the amasal, ein loy we kavoin, ein loy we kavoin, shenikbar chasar. Which means shenikbar over here, he says ein loy rekav. Nachma. Tani ulabar chanina. Meisha chosar ein loy rekef. Twice a little different girsa. It says over here ein loy meisha chosar ein loy wikavoyin shenikbar choser. What it means meisha chosar, it means that the full body was not buried. The person died, and they didn't bury the whole body in one shot. It was too heavy to carry, so they chopped off part of the body. I'm giving a joke. The body was not buried. There's a dead body, and for whatever the reason is, a limb was separated from the body, and they only buried the body. They buried the majority of the body, but there's a.
Let's say guy has a heart transplant.
So, I don't think so. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's complicated. I don't know the answer, but over here, that's not the case. No, so it seems that in that case, if a part of the body was severed from the person when he was alive, that part is not that part of the body. Oh no, they're making a lot of noise. Thursday night, Mishma. I don't know why this became the place for Mishma. I don't know why they come over here. But over here, it's.
I guess I changed it up.
You have to put the microphone very close to your mouth because it's very noisy and it's hard to hear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me loud enough? Okay, but I can't hear you so well, so you have to go speak. Now it's better. Okay, but maybe you can put the microphone. Yeah, where's the microphone? Put the microphone closer to you. Your eye? What are you putting in your eye?
I don't know.
Oh, that's good. Now I hear you really good. Now it's very clear. Now it's crisp.
My voice comes out of my eye.
Out of your nose?
No.
No, that's no good. It doesn't sound good. It sounded better when it came out of your eye. The chol amroim esakolos. The chol amroim esakolos. Kevaita. Over here, the point over here is that when the person dies, when there's a dead body, there's a chalos mace on a dead body. That body, in order for it to produce rekev, netzel, the whole body must be buried in one shot. If after the person dies, later, after death, there's a separation of a limb, then there's no din, then there's no din, netzel. If a body dies, whatever you got, a body dies, that entire... Oh, so you're right, in the Hanami. So then there's no, it's not shaykh din netzel. It's not shaykh. When the body dies, every part of the body becomes a chelik of the body bin aged din of netzel. If a part of the body is severed after death, and they only bury the main part of the body, and the part they separate is not buried together with it, then it precludes the potential of it having a din of netzel. Okay, that's what it says over here. Nachmol gemar. Okay, if you only learned this, talking about bachanin meish chasar, a mace is chasar means after death. They only get a very part of it. Ein loy rekef. Next, v'loy tefusa. What does tefusa mean? Toisvis. L'kamon b'perik ha'kusim ha'moitzi meis b'derech k'darkoi loy loy. So what do you do? If you find ha'moitzi meis b'derech k'darkoi loy loy im tefusasai, not only are you mechuyev to take the dead body where you find, you're supposed to take the earth. There's, I don't know what the shear is, the earth upon which the body is resting, also, three fingers, three tvachim, also has to be taken with the dead body and buried somewhere else. It's toifei smakim. A part of the into the ground, correct. Hamoitzi meis derech l'kidarko noyloi im tifusasa v'darish loy mikro b'farish loy shay noytel im kol ofar ha'tichoyach shloshet etzbois. Three etzbois, not three tvachim. Three fingers, mikarka basula, if you're dealing with soft earth. Okay. Vaita in the earth that no one ever dug there before. Vaita in the Gemara. Okay, next Gemara. So they have a Tony Ulbach, Khamir Khamesh Khasa in the record of Eloy Tfusa, Eloy Shechunas Kvarim. Another halacha. A shechunas kivaros. What's that, Tosis? What's the shechunas kivaros? It's the Kaman Perek Basra. I mean, in Moshe Shloisha Mesim, in Yesh, Bein Zelizem, Me Arba Amos, Ad Shmoin Amos, Harezer Shechunas Kivoros. It's a cemetery. L'may Nafkamina, you can charge a lot of money. If there are three Mesim, and in between the three Mesim is between four and eight Amos, it has a din of a cemetery, three Mesim. Now, Uboide Kemenu L'Halon, and you have to also make a dig, maybe at the end, since the cemetery, there are three dead bodies, within, and each one's within four to eight Tfachim, you mechuyev to go to the extreme two bodies and make an examine, make an investigation to determine maybe there's another body. Because if there are three bodies, where there, then there's already a chashash that there are more bodies. There are more dead bodies in this location. Fine. Let's say you find two bodies that are complete, but the third body is missing. The third body is not complete, it's missing a limb. So then it's no longer called, you don't have to make a bedika. It's not called a cemetery. You don't need to make a bedika because it's not called a cemetery. Only when you find three complete bodies, when you find two bodies and two bodies and the third body is missing part of itself, that does not give it the status of a cemetery. So Tosfos says it's not logical, it's illogical. And the only way to make sense, because what difference does it make if the whole body is there, not the whole body there? Three bodies, three people, so it's a cemetery. Unless you say it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Vayta. So far we learned here today three halachas. Okay, if we only came to learn this episode, we learned something today. Three halachas. In order for it to be called netzel, the whole body has to be complete. Another halacha. The second halach of tefisa. If a person finds a dead body and you're to take with you three etzbois, you only are only required to take three etzbois from what's under the body if it's a complete body. And the third halacha is a din of shechunas kivaros. A cemetery has to be three complete bodies. If you're missing part of the body, it's not called shechunas kivaros. Vaita. Okay? V'loi tefisa k'vod shechunas kivaros. Meisei. Kasha. Meisei. Loi. This is the brayso we had yesterday's daf. You can't compare the case of a mace. Loi imamarta. This is a quotation. A quotation of a brayso. Loi imamarta b'mace a mace sheyesh lo roiv. There's a din of a mace of roiv. In order for a mace to be called a mace, it has to have roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Most of the bones are most of the larger bones. Veroiveya. A reveya means you have to have at least a quarter of a calf. A quarter of a calf of bones. We learned that a nazir is megaleach. A nazir is megaleach if there's a mace, a complete mace. As long as all the bones of the complete mace add up to a roiveya hakav, a quarter of a calf. If the bones are incomplete, oy muloy tarva rekev, or a nazir is migaleach if he comes in contact with a spoonful of corpse dust. Toymar b'chai, not so when it comes to aver min achai, she'ein loy loy roy v'loy roveya v'loy muloy tarva rekev. Okay, toymar b'chai means again, not unlike the case. Of achai means an aver min achai, right? Let me make sure I'm saying that correctly. Chloi mashi. The fun is a mesil. An aver min achai does not have these halachas. There's no such principle by an aver min achai of muloy tarvod. There's no if an aver disintegrates into a muloy. There's no din halacha l'moshe saying that it's metame when it disintegrates into dust. And there's no din of roiv, and there's no din of a roiveya, a roiva kaf. This is a quotation from the Braisa. That when it comes to a complete mace, there's a din of muloy tarvod, there's a din of roiva hakaf, there's a din of roiv minyan, roiv binyan. These principles do not apply to an aver min hachai. If a limb of a human being has been severed from the body, these halachas do not apply. Fine. Heichidam, what exactly is the case of a limb of a chai? If the case is going where one limb has fully decomposed into dust, so the chava say gabi meis afilu chad eiver. The chava say gabi meis afilu chad eiver. Iker regev mikatani elo hameis hakamash malon shum meis yesh loy regev shum chay ein loy regev. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Let's see the Tosfos meisve. Okay, let's see how Tosfos explains these cryptic words of the Talmud. Tosfos Yomasl Meis Loy Imamar to Meis Masechta Idyos Tanan Lo. This goes back on the sugya Masechta Idyos. Shloimi Rabinowitz, did you ever learn Masechta Idyos? You learned it 32 times. There's no Masechta Idyos. You don't learn this. Only Mishnayos. We don't learn this in the Seder in the 2,700 days. What? Stupid idios. Can you please put the microphone closer to your purse?
Sorry, I'm okay.
Put the microphone close to your purse. So all the kinlach here in the base medesh who are here are looking at us like we're Martians. No, that's no. Okay, Vaita.
That is the, he always says that. So you think
is it too loud?
Now it's good. No, don't. No good.
Right,
Nesve. Nesve. Look at Tosfos. The Masecht Idyos. Tanan. Loy. Oh, you're on a real roll tonight. Tonight, stupid Idyos is Nes related to Nes. You're on a real roll tonight. Why don't you record all of your puns? You can make it. It'll be a very good seller, really. Nase, look at the Tosfos. Masecht Idyos Tanan Lob. The Afligul Al Kazayis Basa Haporish Mina Eivim Mina Chai. It discussed there are Kazayis Basa that's separated from an Eiver Mina Chai. Okay, a limb from a living person. The Eiko Laman Dimitaher, Eiko Laman Dimitame. Okay, a person, a Kazayis Basa Min Hames has been separated from a living person. It's Machloikis. V'yalef lo mi Basa Haporish Mina Eivim Mina Chai. We compare this to the case of a kezayis that is separated from an aver min hames. Okay, umoyis of law. There, the Gemara asked the question: how can you compare the case of a kezayis basar min achai from a kezayis basar haporish min hames? Im amar to be min hames shekain b'mes yesh boi kama chumros. A dead body. When it comes to a dead body, there are a lot of stringencies. For example, roiv, v'roiveya, v'roiva, umulatarvad. B'roiv, perish, roiv, binyan, roiv, binyan. Like I told you, when it comes to roiv, in order for a body to contaminate, if you have a skeleton and you don't have all of the bones, if you have the majority of the bones, 125 bones. Shloimi, can you count that high? 125? 125 bones, even if they're small bones, it's metame. Or roiv, binyan. Even a few bones, but the larger bones of the body, a roiv minyan, a roiv roiva kaf, b'roiv perish roiv binyan roiv minyan, the roiv roiva, he changed the gears on the side. Ace Nadal, it is v'roiva. Take out the word roiv, v'roiva, a quarter of a calf. We discussed this. The roiva kaf at some is the matam b'oil. The chayim b'loy tam would recommend a meishim and shem matam b'oil. Gorillas. The heichidami the aimoy rekev lechai. So frek the Gemara. What is the real here that there's no din of miloy tarvod for kazayis basar menachai? Kimoy the ikra the ik the arkev chad ever. The chavos say gabi meis afilu arkev chad ever. Im chotach ever mimenu yesh loy rekev is rekev. The mai v'chom meis chasahu. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now I got it. Okay. So here's the Gemara's kasha. Merdeka kasha. Kasha is. Over here we have a brisa. The brisa over here in Masechta Idyos. I'm sorry, it's in Mishnah Masechta Idyos. Over here we come over here. I don't know. Maybe it's a Gemara Masechta Idyos. I don't remember anymore. But the Gemara over there is saying is that we're trying to compare a kezayis that is poreish min achai to a kezayis that is poreish from an aver min hames. Now we're not discussing an entire body. We're discussing just one Aver. And we are saying that if a Kazayis that is Parish Menachai decomposes into dust, it's for sure tall. But if an Aver that was Parish Menhameis decomposes into dust, it's Tame. We want to go try to suggest what's the halach going to be when it comes to a Kazayis Basar that's fresh. A Kazayis Basar that was taken from a living person. A doctor took out a Kazayis Basar from a person. Is that Kazayis Basar mitame is an avia voisatoma? So we want to say it should be no different than a Kazayis Basar that is separated from an Aver that has been separated from a dead body. So you have a dead body, and then the dead body, they separate a limb from a dead body, and from the limb, they separate a Kazayis Basar. So just like a Kazayis Basar that is parish from Aver min Hameis is Tameh, so to a Kazayis Basar that's been parish from a Chai, it should be Tameh. Fracting more, you can't compare. Because when it comes to an Aver that has been separated from a dead body, there is potential for there to be a din of rekev, which is another word for netzel. But when it comes to a Kazayis Basar min Hachai that disintegrates, there's no potential for there to be a din of rekev, of netzel, on a Kazayis Basar that is poresh min Hachai. Our dilemma is when it's fresh, when it's Basar, is it metame or not? But everyone agrees that a Kazayis of Basar that has been removed from a living person, if it decays and turns into dust, everyone agrees there's no din of rekev. I agree with you that if you have an Aver min Hameis and a Kazayis Basar from that decomposes into rekev, it's tame. But you can't. But if you have a Kazayis Basar min Achai and it decomposes into rekev, it's not tame. So therefore, you see that there are fundamental differences between a Kazayis Basar min Achai versus a Kazayis Basar min an Aver Hameis. So just like this difference is true, so maybe there's another difference that when it's Basar, if it's from an Aver min Hameis, it's tame. But Basar from an Achai is not tame. Wait a minute, what is the Gemara trying to suggest in the Havamina by making this comparison? You said that if you have a Kazayis Basar that has been separated from an Aver min Hameis, it's tame when it decomposes into Rekev. We just learned one moment ago that the only way you can create Rekev, Netzel, is only if it comes from a complete human being that turns into dust. But if an Aver is separated from the dead, and that Aver then decomposes into dust, there's no halacha l'moshe misina that it has a din of rekev. In order to shaf a chalois rekev, it has to start out from a complete corpse. You can't go take a limb and let that limb take a corpse and then separate a limb, and then that limb decomposes in isolation into dust. There's no tumah in such a case. That's the halacha that we started off today. In order for there to be a din of netzel, it has to come from a decomposition of a complete corpse. But if there's a corpse, and then an aver has been separated from it, and then that aver alone decomposes into dust, there is no din tumah. And here we have a braisa, and in the discussion of the braisa, we were trying to learn an unrelated halacha. We incidentally mentioned that when it comes to an aver that's been parosh min hameis, if it decomposes, it does have the status of rekev. So this is a contradiction to our sugya. Mr. Rapport, we're on daf nun omid beis. We're about three quarters down the page. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So look at the Gemara, yes, the kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara, the words of the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Nesve. Okay, it's marish the middle of the page. Nesve. It says, Loi. This is a quotation from a Mishnah in the Sechta Idiois. Loi. You cannot compare the law of a Kazayis min Achai to a Kazayis min Aver min Achai, min Hameis. From a Kazayis that was taken from an Aver from a dead body. Why not? Im amarta b'meis, by the Aver that has been separated from the dead body. Sheyesh. Lloyd has three halachas. Roiv, the Roiva, and Oimiloy Tarva Drekes. Also, when it says Roiv and Roiva, it's not going to make sense to what we're saying, but we don't need that for now. Right now, it's only focused on the Miloy Tarva. Toima B'chai, Kezais Menachai, She'ein Loi, Loi Roiv, V'loi Roiva, V'loi Miloy Tarva. Frek the Gemara, wait a minute. You said that by an Eiver min Hames, there is a din of Maloy Tarvat. Rekev Hechidomi, the Arkiv. What's the case of here of Rekev where it decomposes? Chad Eiver, a whole limb decomposes. The Chavosei Gabe Mace, we're comparing the case of the Kazayis of an Eiver min Achai to Eiver min Hames. The Chavosei Gabe Mace, Afilu Chad Eiver, Iko Rekev. Really? Really? Is there Rekev by one Eiver min Hames that decomposes? We start off today's daf by learning that there's no such thing. So the Gemara says no. Mi kotani ha Hames? Did it say in the Braisa ha Hames? Ha kamash melon. Shumes yesh leh. It doesn't mean ha means this Mace. You're making a mistake. When we went and we were trying to compare the Kezias, when we tried to compare the Kezias Minachai to the Kezias Min, the Eiver Min Hames, we did not mean to compare it mamish to the Eiver, the Kezias Eiver Min Hames. We meant to compare it to the general topic of dead. There's a Chai and there's a Mace. In this case, we're trying to compare it to an Eiver, but when we're coming to slug up the comparison, we're coming to slug up the comparison from general terms. You cannot compare the living to the dead, because the dead, in general, there is potential for there to be Meloy Tarvat. When is there potential? When the entire body decomposes. But when the living portion of a person decomposes, ein hachinami, there is no such thing as rekev. Mikotani hames. Did it say in the Braisa, this particular specimen, this aver? No. When we're shlugging up the Gemara, it means hokmash when shumes. There is potential in the concept of the dead. Yesh lo rekev. Shum chai ein lo rekev. Okay, I hope that was clear. Next, Sugya Gemara. Boy Rava. Herkiv Kishuchai V'chazar Umeis. Mahu. Okay, this is like a television show, The Living Dead. You ever see that television show? The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead? I saw a clip of The Walking Dead, a 30-second clip, about five, it must have been before COVID. I was on the internet. It's still on, that show is still on television? It's still on television, that show?
I don't know, I don't watch television.
I don't have a television. But I saw about, it must have been about 5 years ago, I was on the internet and I saw a clip. They were The Walking Dead, Christ. And I played the clip. It was like a 30-second clip. And they showed people that were basically dead, that were walking around, and they looked disgusting. They looked like they decomposed. It looks like they have decomposed, and they were walking around. And that's why it was called The Walking Dead. So that's mamish in the Gemara. You see that? I saw that on this clip in order to have understanding of the daf today. The Eibishter, he showed it to me in order to be mala the nitzoytzos of the tumah of that clip to understand this Gemara. You're dealing with a human being who already has begun the process of decomposing when he's still alive. He's getting a head start. He's alive, and his body already now is already decomposing the same way it would decompose when he's dead. But he's still alive. And then eventually, Achamev Eshem, he dies. So now, question is this person shayich to the din of corpse dust? Miloy tarva drekev. That's the dilemma. So it says in the Brayer, so you see, hafeichba, hafeichba, tekulaba. Alts is in the Gemara. Vait, boy Rava. Hirkiv kishu chai. A person decomposed when he was still alive. The chazar umes. And eventually he left this world. Mahu, what is the halacha? Does this person now, when his flesh fully decomposes and turns into dust, is there a chalois, halacha le Moshe Sinai, on this dust, niloi tarvo rekev, it's metame in oil hames, avia vaisatoma. Mahu, kiga miri rekev, when we have a halacha le Moshe Sinai, that there is a principle called rekev, the irkev kishumes, it has to be when he decomposed only after he first died. When he was alive, when he died, everything was in position, and only then did the decomposition take place. I dilma, hash the miyo ha nice. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference when the decomposition took place. As long as we have all the particles, it's good enough. Tashma. So we now quote another passage. Loi. The same passage. The passage of Masechta Idiyos. You cannot compare the case of the living to the case of the dead. Loi. Im amarta b'meis sheyesh loy roiv v'roiva umloy tarva. The record. Tar b'chai. Taima mishum chai. Ha meis yesh loy rekev. But meis. But let's say ha meis yesh loy rekev. And what's the kasha? The kasha is that a mace, we cannot compare the living to the dead. So why not? Why not? If a living person were to decompose when he was alive, they would, if you assume that the halacha le Moshe Sinai allows there to be decomposition when a person is alive, so what is the Gemara's question? Masechta Idiyos. Masechta Idiyos. You're trying to make halacha a kazayis min achayis metame. No. You can't compare a kazayis min achayis to the dead, because the dead have a din of moloi tarvot, and the chay have no such halacha moloi tarvot. Not true. Even the chay have a din of moloi tarvot. If a living person begins to decompose when he's alive, and eventually then he dies, there is a din moloi tarvot. So the fact that the Gemara says that there's no such thing is an indication that we're incorrect. The Gemara says no, it's not a kasha, because the. Frankly, Mar gives the same answer. Me katani time of b'shem chay chomeis. The old now what is because there's let's clarify the question a little. We have to finesse the question a little bit better. The Gemara here is saying over here. The Gemara wants to say, make an assumption that the case over here is going where this living person began to decompose. And yet, the Bryce is saying, even though he began to decompose when he was alive, there is no, Moloi Tarvot. There's no Moloi Tarvot. The Gemara says, no. Be'etzem, I'll tell you, there is Moloi Tarvot. There is Moloi Tarvot if Enoch Inami, the person, did begin to decay. But if the person did not begin to decay, then Enoch Inami, there is no Moloi Tarvot. Let's see this with precision in Taisus. Look at Taisus. Taisus says, Taim Mishum Dechai. Look at the Taisus towards the bottom. Taim Mishum Dechai, perish. Chol's man Shuchai Ein Loi Rekev. Avol Meis, Yesh Loi Rekev. Kegoin. But let's say he would die, this Rekev. Kegoin. Meis Adam Echad. A person dies. Shemir Kav Bo'oidoi Chai Echad Me'evarov. A person is alive, but while he's alive, one of his limbs began to decompose, and then he died. So now we're gonna say that there's gonna be a Moloi Tarvot, even though he began to decay when he was alive. Now that means Yeshloi Rekev Lo Oisei Eiver Afal Pi. There's gonna be Rekev Al Bishur Hirkav BeOdechai. So therefore you see it's not what you said before. We want to make a deek. The deek over here is the only reason why there's not going to be nechmal. Kegoyin base adam echad echad shenirka ba'odechai echad meivarf yeish loy rekev lo isa ever afal pi shehirke ba'odechai. Again, taima mishum dechai. Perish calls man shehu chai ein loy record. As long as he is alive, there is no record. But once he dies, then the decay, there's a chalois record. It must make a deal, a very fine deal. You want to say is, we're making an assumption that this person that we are discussing, he has now begun the process of record when he is alive. Because that's, isn't that the case? The case over here is going, we have a kazayis basar has separated from a living person. The Gemara's dilemma is, if we have a kazayis basar that has been detached from a living person, is it metame as an aviyavay satan? That's the dilemma. Do we say that the only time there's tumma in the belt is only when a person dies, is dead? So there's a whole body that's metame, and if then after he's dead, if somebody would separate a kazayis basar from the corpse, it's also metame independent. But what is the halacha of a person who's alive and well, and a kazayis basar has been separated from his body? Is that kazayis basar metame like basarme? This is the dilemma in the Sefta Idyos. And part of that conversation, the Gemara says, let's go and compare this, the case of a kazayis basar and an achai, to a kazayis basar from an ezer hames. Because what is the similarity? Because they're both not the complete source of tumah. The only place where the Torah talks about tumah for real is a mace, a full-fledged mace. Let's say we take from the mace an aver. The Torah, that's not the prime example. Everyone agrees though that an aver min hamace is metame. So the Gemara is suggesting a kezayis min achai is no worse than a kezayis min aver min hamace.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's the Gemara's answer.
A mace is metame, period. A living person is never metame, except if he's
okay, so that's part of the Gemara. Okay, that's what the Gemara really is. The Gemara answers that in many different ways. But at least we can appreciate the Hava Amina. The Hava Amina is, if you start off with a dilemma of, oh, we want to go learn the halach of a kazayis min achai from a dead body, right away we say, no. You can't compare a kazayis min achai to a whole dead body. A whole dead body is a dover shalem. It's a bria, a beria bifnei atzma. You can't go compare a kazayis min achai to a whole dead body. So the next best thing that we can do in order to try to draw some analogy is to compare a kezayis min achai to a kezayis that is poiresh from an aver from a mace. You have a whole dead body, and then you take off an aver, and then from that aver, you take off a kezayis, a basa.
It's like apples and oranges.
So the Gemara to a degree answers your question. The Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You can't compare anything alive to anything dead. The Gemara really is answering your question. Now the Gemara just says it in different words. And part of the word the Gemara says it is that this is alive, and the different examples. The Gemara proves it. Because when you're dealing with a limb, there's a principle of rekev. And you're dealing with the living, there's no such thing as rekev. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's no such thing as rekev by a limb either. So the Gemara says, no, we don't mean the limb itself. We mean the limb which came from the dead body. Fine, that's that. But now the Gemara now is just making a very fine deal. The Gemara is, there's a din of rekev, by the dead. And there's no din of rekev by the living. Now, this particular case that we are discussing is where a kezayis basar has separated from a living person. You know what that means? It means that we're dealing with rekef of a living person. How did it happen that a kazayis basar separated from a living person? It means the person is not a well person. There is a rekef taking place in the living person. That's what it's saying in essence. This is the gedik of the Gemara. We're dealing over here, our shayla is a kazayis basar that was poiresh min achai. How in the world does it ever happen that a kazayis bazar is parish menachai? Okay, so surgery. Okay, so you'll tell me enachanami. That's one way. That's one way. Surgery, a surgical procedure. But there's another way. You know what the other way is? Rachmana litzlan, this person is suffering from a very unusual disease where his flesh, he's decaying alive.
Well, they have it today. There is a flesh eating bacteria.
Okay, and Achanam, so that's the case. So that's the case. So we're dealing over here because the topic of discussion is a kazayis bus that's poirish menachai. That can happen in many different ways, and one of the ways it can happen is where the person is suffering from rekef, and a piece of flesh just fell off his body. And what does it say in the Braisa? That piece of flesh that fell off his body is not shayich to a din of tumas rekef. Why not? Because he's still alive. The implication is, if this person would now die, then that kazayis bos that fell off his body, which is decaying, would now become tameh.
Well, wait a minute. Once that bos separates from a live person, technically, it's no longer alive. It has no blood function circulating.
Exactly. So it now turns into rekef.
There's nothing.
It's exactly. It now turns into rekef. Exactly. Rekef.
What is dust, decay.
So this is the Gemara's dilemma. If something falls, if Basar is Rekev, when a person is still alive, and then he dies, do we say that the Basar that fell off his body when he was alive, there's now upon it a Chalois Rekev, Tarvan Min Hames? Or do we say no? No such thing. The only way there can be a chalois halacha l'moshe m'sinai of rekev that comes from a living person is only when the rekev first begins after the neshama returned to Shemayim. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is it shaykh? Is it shaykh when the rules of rekev are purely halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Does the person first need to die in order to initiate the process of rekef to create a chalois rekef, or not? Maybe the process of rekef can begin when the person is still alive, and even though when he's alive, whatever falls off his flesh and turns into dust will definitely not have a din of tumah, but the nafkamina is after he eventually does die, then that what came off his body now will be part of the rekef. So we want to be medayik from this bride, from this halach and mesech to idios. In idios, it says if a person of a kazayis bosa min hames, and we want to go have a dilemma, is it tummy or not? And then the Gemara rejects, you can't compare it to the case of Aver, because by the case of Aver, there's a din of meloy tarvot. But by the case of the chai, there is no din of rekev. The Gemara wants to be medayik. You know why there's no rekev? Because the person, this boss that fell off his body, you know why it's not going to be called rekev? Because he's still alive. But when he will die, then that which fell off his body when he was alive now will be subject to the din of rekef, which means that from here we can learn that we can initiate the process of rekef when a person is still alive. And then the Gemara says, no, wrong. Even after he dies, the boss that fell off his body when he was still alive is never shaykh in din of rekef. And when the Gemara says you can't compare the living to the dead, the Gemara means, generally speaking, in general, dead people are shayich in rekev. Living people are not shayich in rekev. That alone is enough to separate the sugyas of a kazayis menachai from the dead. Don't go, when the Gemara went and the Gemara separated the two by pointing out that by the dead there's rekev and by the living there is no rekev, we're not focusing on the case that we are discussing. We're discussing general principles. Generally, the dead are shayich in the din rekev. The living are not shayich in the din rekev. Never. Not if the bosser falls off their body when they're alive. Even if the bosser falls off their body when they're alive and then they die. Because the only time you can begin the process, the initiation, that there should be a chalois of rekev, is the person first has to die, and then whatever happens subsequently can be shayich to rekev. But if a decay begins when a person is alive and then later he dies. That chelik of basar that fell off his body and began to decay when he was alive is not shayich in the din of rekev, because it began when his neshama was still here in this welt, in the olam ha'asiya. That's the Gemara. So nachmoli by Moses Toshma, loy im marti b'meishi yeshla roiv and roiv avu molotarvan molotar regev. Time of Bechai. Now the Gemara is being medayik in this particular case where the Kazayis Basra fell off the person till there's a rekev when he's alive. And it says now when he's alive there's no rekev. But if he'll subsequently die, then that which fell off his body before will now turn into rekev. Time of Mishon Chai HaMeis Yeshlo rekev. Oh, so we have a kasha on the previous, so we have a riot that rekev can begin when the person's alive. The Gemara says no, wrong. If the basa falls off this person when he is alive, that basa will never have a din of rekev. And what it means is, mi katani chameis, doesn't mean this particular person, not this, ha here in this lishna kalila, mesechta nazal, lishna kalila, it doesn't mean this specific case, it means in general, ha kamash mulan, the shumeis, yeish loy rekev, shum chayein loy rekev. We're discussing the general principles of life and death. The living are not shaykh in the din of rekev, and the dead are shaykh in the din of rekev. Okay? So we learned something here tonight. Someone will stop you on the street and want to explain to you the sugya of rekev, and they want to tell you, did you ever watch on television the show called The Living Dead? There's a lot of halacha to learn. The living dead, you right away say, Nazir Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Nazir b'male b'nitzoytzeis of kedusha in the sugya of the walking dead, male b'nitzoytzeis, is that the walking dead is a din of rekev when they're alive and then they die. Can you take that basa that was rekev before? Can it now be chalois upon halacha l'mosh m'sinai a din of rekev? There are two tzadim in the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya from Masecht Ilyos, and the Gemara rejects the raya. Because we could, by rejecting the learning of Shan in the passage that we quote incorrectly, the passage is not focusing specifically on the case at hand, but it's discussing the concepts. But in a chinami, halacha lemaisa, if there's a decay when a person is alive and then he dies, we cannot use the basar that fell off the person when he was alive. It can never be chal upon that basar or din of rekev because it began to decay when he was alive. Shlomi, good? You understand it clear? I will show Levin Shlita. Are you there?
I gotta tell you, Rabbi Levin, it's not the most desirable topic to discuss, especially if you just ate supper or something, you know what I mean?
I didn't eat supper yet. Dracula.
Good for you.
Dracula.
This is
Frankenstein's favorite Gemara. Dracula and Frankenstein, they love this Gemara.
I understand the sugya very clearly, but it's an interesting show.
Okay, good. Right, next Gemara. This is what they learn in the Munster home. The Adams family. The Adams family. That's what they learned. This was the sugya they were learning in the Adams family. Weiter. Nozer daf nun alef. Boy Rava, new sugya. Nemola shechosra. An ant. Shechosra mahu shiura. What is the shiur? A nemola? So we have over here an ant. An ant, what is the question of Nogea? Look at Tysus. The sugya of a bria. Remember Orlean? So if I would say beria, he would get very upset. He would say beria, beria. No, there's no such word as beria. It's bria. Bria. So you have a bria b'fnei atzma. The Velt and Yeshiva, they say beria, beria. And he told me, no, there's no word the beria, it's bria. Abaye chisurei v'chasra. It's not beria, it's bria. In other words, yoma, so they say, yeshiva, they say yuma, and the article says yoma, but I have a guy, I learned in the morning, he told me, he proved, he has rayos brudos, that the correct pronunciation is yuma, not yoma. Okay, like they say in yeshiva, yuma. So a bria, what's the sugya of a bria? Ordinarily, halacha l'vashem sinai, you have to have a shiur of kezayis. The shiur is a kezayis. What happens if you eat a copecard? A copecard. Did you ever see a copecard? A copecard in the water. In the tap water, supposedly, there are copecards. So a copecard is less than the shiur of a kezayis. Yeah? So let's say you eat a bug. Halacha of a bria. Even though it's less than shiur of kezayis yichayev for the loisa say of macholas asuras, eating sheretz, a sheretz samayim, a sheretz eretz oretz. Okay, the shiur ordinarily macholas asuras the shiur kezayis. But if the object is a bria, then yichayev even though it's less than kezayis. And what happens if you have a bria and you remove part of the bria, but you remove an aver she'en haneshama teluya boy, the legs. A namala, and you remove the legs. So now the namala is still a bria, it's alive and well, but it's chosar from its original state of a bria. A person consumes this creature is yichayev malchus. The loisa say of eating a sheretz. If it would be a kezayis, avad yichayev. If it would be a mashahu, but it would be complete with all the different parts that Hashem gave it, certainly it would be called a bria. But here, it's less than a kezayis. It's missing part of its what it was created with. The copecards. That's why the whole world was turned upside down. Put on filters. Multi-million-dollar industry to put on filters in all the waters. You can oh, you will not give a hechsher on a restaurant in New York unless they have a filter on the tap water that they use for their food, because the chashash, the in the water, are shirotzim. Oh, but it's less than the size of a kezayis. You can't even see it, most people will tell you. It's less than the size of a kezayis. Bria. It's an iser, deraisa, multiple loisaseis, depending on the type of sheretz, sheretz amayim, sheretz aretz. Bria. Now, let's say you take this bria and the legs have been removed. So the legs do not cause it to die. It's alive. It's functional. The city catches you with such a creature. They give you a ticket. But it's not shalem. It's not complete. That is the Gemara's dilemma. A shaila in the sugya of Berea. In order to be chayef eating a Berea, must it have every portion of its body? Or we can say you can be missing a portion of the body as long as what's missing does not affect its chios. Boy, Rava Numala Shechasha Mahu, what is the halacha? Do we say Shi'ura Gemirin law? We have a shear. What's the shear? The shear is a bria. What's a bria? The way Hashem made it. V'hochasar, and it's missing. It's missing. It's missing part of the shear. Oy, bria gemiri law v'ho'ika. Or no. Now again, Masechta Nazir is lishna kalila. See, that's the problem. People have an expectation when they learn Masechta Nazir that the Gemara will make a statement with a degree of clarity that you're accustomed to when you learn the other pages of Shas. And you have to remember that in the Nazir, the Gemara asks certain questions. You have to be a little bit more creative in understanding the Gemara's question because the language is much, much more abstract. And because it's more abstract, that's why it's subject to many interpretations. So I just explained the Gemara. The words that I explained don't fit in perfectly into the Gemara, but that's the way Tosfos explains the Gemara's question. So do we say that there's a shear, and the shear is a bria, the way Hashem made it, and the way Hashem made it is with the legs and with the antennae and all the little portions. And the male, if you missed even a mashu of this creature, it's no longer the shear of a bria, the way Hashem made it. Or do we say no? The halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is a living creature, a living organism, a sheretz. Ah, but it's missing its antennae. It's missing a leg. Is it alive? Is it functional? Yes. Good enough. Halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim says there's going to be a chiyuv. Ve'ika, that's the Gemara's dilemma. So what's the answer to this question? Omar. Now Rabbi Yisrael, tell everyone over here to turn the page. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Midiskarta. You know where that place is? You ever hear that place? Midiskarta? Shlomi, you already learned Shas 37 times. Maybe you know where this place is. You went to Iraq. It's probably somewhere in between Iraq and Iran. There's probably like a shtetl. What?
Like that artist,
Descartes? That's where he lived. He came from the city? Descartes? Omravida mi Descartes. He came from the city of Descartes. Toshma, let's answer this dilemma. Toshma. Now this is the parsha, this is the makar of the word bohem and mayhem. It says in the parsha of Shiratzim two words. This is a quotation of a passage in the sugya of Shiratzim. There's a stira in the pasuk that tells you the prohibition not to consume Shiratzim. One pasuk says do not eat mayhem. Another pasuk says do not eat bohem. So what's the chilik, the tzivishim between the word bohem and mayhem? So Toshma, it says bohem, yachol b'kulon. That would indicate that the only time you're going to be chayef eating a sheretz is if you eat the entire sheretz. So let's say you have a rabbit. Let's say you have a chveis, one of the shmoneh shiratzim. The shmoneh shiratzim are not insects. The shmoneh shiratzim are pretty big. Okay, the shmoneh shiratzim are significant sized creatures. So many of these creatures are definitely larger than a kazayas. So I would think that the only time you're going to be chayif if you eat a sheretz is if you eat the entire sheretz, which may be 10 kazayasim. Because it says in the pasuk bohem, the word bohem indicates it's don't eat the entire thing. Tamaloy mar mayhem. You don't need to eat the entire thing. Even if you eat a kazayas of a sheretz, you're going to be chayif. Oh, I mayhem yachol miktsasan. Tamaloy mar bohem. Okay, tzad. Buria, if the creature is larger than a kazayas, you only need to eat a kazayas. If the creature is tiny, then as long as you eat the entire creature, this is the sugya of buria. A buria. Ad shehiga, okay, it's ad shehiga b'miktsasam, okay, it's the little boy, okay, it's ad shehiga b'miktsasam, shehu kikulan, v'shiyo chachamim b'chadoshan. Okay, Gemara goes right. Gemara also compares it one to the other. And the smallest shear is in Adosh. All right, I don't know. We have to go through the Tosfos for this, but the problem is we have to have Marav now. Thank you very much for coming. Not for you, I wouldn't learn. I would sit and play with my phone the whole night.
I'm going to go to the next one. Okay.